It's time again for StoryCorps South Texas. I'm Lennon Maldonado. Jesse Borrego is a San Antonio native who has been professionally acting in theater, television, and film for over 30 years. At the StoryCorps mobile booth, he remembered the cultural and artistic influence his family had on him as a young man, and how he embraced and channeled those influences when he auditioned for and landed his first major role on the hit TV show, Fame.
We would hear our dad perform and we'd hear him sing, but not really at a show. It was always at home or for some special event. And so when they started allowing us to be at these dances, all of a sudden we understood, oh, that's where it comes from. That's where all this energy comes from. And I think that's where I first started to get hooked. When I saw this person that we idolized, you know, and we saw him up there and we saw the people vibing off of him. I mean, that's when I think I said, hey, I could be that. You know, I'm his namesake. I could do that kind of thing. And then you had an older sister who was doing it all the time, who was, you know, the precocious girl, who was the dancer, who was the singer, who was all of this. So I think I just kind of followed in the footsteps of my family. And then remember, our grandmother was the one who taught Dad everything. So our grandmother was the one who really culturally influenced me as to where that root came from. The audition for Fame was the first American Idol audition. It was an open call. They did both coasts, L.A. and New York, and it was open to everyone to walk off the street. So when I went into audition, I was attending California Institute of the Arts at that time. I was in their acting program. And so all of us converged to MGM Studios in, what was it, 1984, to audition for apparently a part on this television show, Fame. There was a moment of truth there where, as a young performer, there's this sense of, am I really good enough? You know, so at that moment, in that moment of truth, I fell back on everything that I just told you about. I fell back on the inspiration of my father. I fell back on, you know, the love and the culture of my grandmother. I fell back on all of this experience and performance that I'd done with my sister and my brother and my family here in San Antonio. And so all of that converged to give me that little edge that I needed in that audition. And the very first song, the very first thing that I did for them was I sang that song, Cuesta Abajo, that Dad had recorded, that Huelita had taught to him by Carlos Gardel. And it was a song that I held in my head and I knew there was going to be a moment. And it paid off at that very moment when I needed it. I started singing for them. Si arrastré por este mundo la vergüenza de haber sido el dolor de ya no ser. Bajo el ala del sombrero, cuántas veces embozada una lágrima asomaba, ya no pude contener. Oh, by the way, I can sing in English too. With the morning comes the dawning of a day. Thank you very much. Here's a number. Come back for your next audition. So I got through the first part of my audition by actually tapping into my roots, who I was. And I think that that's paid off for me, you know, in my entire career, you know, my 30-plus career.
Jesse Borrego at the StoryCorps mobile booth on March 4th, 2016. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas interviews on our website, tpr.org.
StoryCorps South Texas is sponsored by ESD Digital Marketing and also made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal and Code Up.